everybody. My name is Gabby. We are here today at Code Across with the founders of Shelter Tech. So if you guys could tell me what exactly is Shelter Tech, what is your goals, what are you trying to do with it?
Okay. Well, the story is, after moving in San Francisco a few months ago, we realized homelessness is such an issue here. But a lot of people in the tech community don't know anything about homelessness. And so that's where I met Darcel, and we decided, you know, there's a lot we can do if you bring those two worlds together. Right. And so Shelter Tech is a nonprofit that, on the one hand, rolls out free Wi-Fi in all the homeless shelters of San Francisco and beyond, and on the other hand, builds a mobile service, or an app that will give, that will direct the homeless community to resources that are available to them. Advise them on what is the best way to exit homelessness by being a simplified case manager. And on the long run, our objective is really to have those two communities of sheltered and homeless really start to, you know, coexist finally in the city.
Oh, that sounds great. So here today, specifically, what aspect of Shelter Tech are you working on?
Working on our resource app, which is basically... we're putting all the services that low-income or homeless people might need in one place, which is on the app, or it's the app that's on the phone. You know, they got a lot of these Lifeline phones where people can get free phone service. So they have access to technology now, so we need technology to help them. One of the things that, the major things that Shelter Tech is about is bringing technology to poor people. There is a digital divide. And we want to bridge that gap between technology and low-income people, and techies and homeless people. They need to come. The only way you're going to solve the problem is bringing people together.
Okay, so for the app that you guys are working on today, what are the main components of it? Like,
It has, I think, six tabs, right?
Yeah.
One is for shelter. One is for food. One is for medical services, one is for legal services, and another tab is for job training.
Okay.
All those services are free. That's what makes this different than anything, well, stuff you can Google on the internet, is all these services.